Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com. and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie, and I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and in oil sometimes.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot. The tight illustrative hand in watercolor, pen and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. Well, here we are again. It is Monday, January the 24th, and my name is Clyde J. Kale, and you are listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 131, and I'm here as my two best artist friends, Diane Hunt and Constance Brosnan.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Diane. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast. And for our listeners, if you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, that's talkartpodcast.com, you will see the information link for our discussion videos. And this week, the subject or the theme for the podcast is celebrating small wins or small victories. What made me think about this for this week's theme was last week, Diane and I, we had some big announcements, but we didn't hear anything from Constance. And actually Constance had, for some people and in her mind, she didn't think it was a big announcement, but Constance had a really big announcement. It's actually comes into the category of small wins. Constance, tell us about your small wins.
Well, I haven't, you know, I've been under the weather for so long, and the Strata Easel contest started. So I decided to paint every day along with the Strata Easel giveaway, which I try to do every time it comes around, but sometimes things happen and I don't get to do it. And this time I got all the way done through week three, and ended up not getting, you know, not finishing because of some circumstances that happened. So it's going to be in September again, so I'll do it in September. But it got me coming to the studio and painting all the time. So it was good to come and that's the small win, is starting to paint again, you know, when I hadn't been into the, I had gotten so out of the habit of it, you know, so it was good to come over here and start putting myself back into the habit of painting.
The contest, you have to paint at least every day.
Yeah, you have to paint every day and then post it. So it needs to be you know, you have to, it has to show, you know, that you've made some good changes to whatever you're painting.
Yeah, it's a like a plein air thing, you know, you got to do it every day, and then you got to post it on social media.
Well, so you don't have to do plein air, but you have to paint every day, you know, a painting or work on it one day and then finish it up the next day, you know.
Okay.
So
And for someone who hasn't been painting for the last couple of years, you off and on, you've had so many health issues. To me, yeah, it's a small win, but it's also a big win. You know, it's something to get you back to doing what, you know, what you love. And you've, you know, frequently talk about, so, oh, I wish I wasn't feeling so bad. I wanted to paint, but it didn't happen. And me and Diane, you know, we're trying to encourage you, you know, but nothing we can do about your health.
nothing I can do about it other than just deal with it. And then,
yeah, that's a big win though, really, because doing that every day for 3 weeks, even, I mean, that's a lot of painting.
Mm-hmm.
When you haven't done any for a while.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep that up every day.
It is. By the week three, you're thinking, what else am I going to paint now? I've got to go searching around the house for something to put up there to paint. You know, it doesn't have to be a big painting. Generally, it's good to do just a little alla prima painting of some sort, you know, just like one item in the painting or, you know, something like that. But it gets you back into the exercise of painting every day, you know, so
yeah,
I've been
and
doing.
If you're starting another paint, a separate painting every single day, you're coming up with a concept. You're coming, you know, not just painting, you're doing all the other stuff, like figuring out a composition, you know, there's a lot more.
A still life, especially. You've got to stand there and look at it and move things around and organize it and just keep messing with it until you're happy with it. And then you have to execute the painting, you know, after that. So, and then hopefully it's going to come out the way you want it to. So a lot of times things don't come out the way you want to, but you have to post something. So there, you just,
yeah. And
it.
Even posting afterwards, you have to, you know, take a photo and get it and crop it and do all, you know, whatever you need to do to label it and all that stuff before mm-hmm. you can even post it. So it's, there's a lot of work involved in doing all that.
Mm-hmm. There is, you know, but
the category of, you know, it's a big win. It may be a small win to some of our listeners, but it's something to celebrate, you know? So, yes, that's
a little round of applause.
Add in a little applause, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my.
Can you think of any small wins recently that you've had?
Well, I've been working on making recordings of to post, and so I got some of that done today, actually. I haven't got them posted yet, but I got some made. So it's all the background stuff. I have to get everything labeled and make thumbnails to go on to them and all that kind of stuff so I can post them on my YouTube page. But I did finally get some of them done today. I had been working on it and I've been having trouble with technical problems with my sound, which was driving me crazy. I was mixing paint and I mixed this one color probably 15 times. And every time that I got echoes or I didn't get any sound or something happened and it's like, oh my God, I have to do it again. So
oh, no.
Sometimes it just drives you crazy, all the technical stuff. But yeah, I did get some made today. So I was happy about that.
So for our listeners, Diane is and computers and things, they don't like Diane. Like Diane, she frequently, you know, struggles with her computer and technical issues. It just is not a good mix.
No, it's not.
Some days are just better than
others.
People
wouldn't believe all the trouble I have with technology and just getting things to work when they're supposed to.
Well, that's a major accomplishment and a definite small win if she can get, you know, get something done. In fact, I need to catch up. I think I'm behind in sending these podcasts to you, and so for that to put up on your website.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're maybe two, maybe three behind. I'll make a promise to you after tonight. I'll get those off to you. Yeah. All right. or after I get this one recorded, that way it'd be in one batch.
Yeah. You
know? So, and I think, like I said, I think we're about, it'd be counting this one, it's three behind. I always have to check my records, you know, to see. But so yes, that's a definite, you know, like with the Kelly Folsom video, and she talks about, you know, celebrating small wins. And she used the scenario of building a email list, you know, for potential collectors, and you get all excited and you spend hours and hours and you develop it and you figure out the email program and you do your writing and you send it out. And if you're lucky, you get 10 subscribers. You get all depressed and you say, well, this sucks. No, that's a small win, because you've got to slowly progress. And of course, she relayed her own story of when she started out teaching, you know, art, how, you know, small classes and everything. It was I recommend our listeners who are interested in artists and the artist's life and what we do, go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com. There's that link to Kelly Folsom's video where she talks about that. And of course, you know, I've got some links with Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, and his preaching of, you know, if you don't put in the work, it's not going to happen. Both Diane and Constance are proof of that. You've got to be persistent and you got to put in the work.
Yeah, and when I don't paint for a while and then I pick the paintbrushes up, I get really frustrated. And it's true that you have to be in the habit of painting, even if you don't paint every day, paint every few days or something, because you just, I don't know. I forget how colors go together to make other colors if I don't do it enough, you know.
I've been experiencing that myself. I hadn't been painting, and I did. I haven't got around to posting it on Facebook yet, but I did complete a 8x10. Abstract, you know, painting. I think I did that Friday, and I've got another one I'm getting ready to start.
This is from the man who said he would
doesn't like abstract.
Yeah. And now he's doing abstracts.
Well, there's a contest coming up where they want abstract, so I decided, okay, for me, I mean, it's kind of like half abstract and half representational. I mean, you can see what it is, but it's not my normal, you know, my normal forte, you know what. So I got another one that I started it several months ago, and it was supposed to be of the it was from a reference photo of the fires that were going on this last summer in California, and it's an image of that, and I decided I can turn that into, you know, a bit of an abstract, you know, with the colors, the nice, you know, orange and red colors, and try to, you know, make it into
I hate watching those films where there are people, you know, and they're just, I just can't even imagine losing everything in my house. I mean, I think they'd have to put me in a mental institution after that for a while. I really do. I mean, if I lost just think about it, everything in the studio, you don't realize how much money you have tied up in things until something like that, you know. And out here on this prairie,
yes,
we get fire sometimes, and it scares you, because if the wind picks up and it blows, that fire will go through that dry grass in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yep. When I first moved down here, I lived on the northwest side of the city, in an apartment complex, and we were out nowhere. I mean, no man's land. Behind us was these large fields, hay fields, where they grew hay. And my first summer I was here, it caught on fire, and the fire was that. I was like, I mean, I stepped outside of smoke. Yeah, you couldn't hardly
smell. Yeah, you can smell it. It doesn't take.
And
down the street, the guy's barn, his hay barn burned down, and it was terrible.
So, it's a major thing here in Oklahoma with the high winds, you know, and everything. And now, that entire area is all they've got, strip malls everywhere. You can't even hardly.
So they developed it.
Yeah, they developed the whole thing, and they sold. I guess the farmers sold quite a bit of that land. So you know they've developed into. You know, there's some houses up along there, and it's all, he wouldn't even recognize it. You know, now with it from when I lived.
Yeah, they do really build here in Oklahoma. I mean, it's just bursting with buildings and stuff. A lot of places you see they're not building and doing things, but in Oklahoma around here, they do a lot of building.
Getting back to our small wins discussion.
Yes.
We either get down the beaten path talking about farming or chickens or goats or now houses or cooking. It's like, come on. Our listeners want to get back to, they tune in to hear about art.
Yes.
And here I go. My small win. Okay. Yeah. Was doing the painting, but that wasn't the small win that I had in my mind. You know, I run an internet radio station, and the numbers had, you know, I've been telling Diane and Constance, you know, the numbers had dropped off of, I have a, what's called a podcast stream. And then I have a separate live stream that runs 24/7, you know, plays shows in rotation 24 hours a day. That stream, the numbers had dropped off, you know, this last year, and there was all kinds of reasons I discovered. Well, then over the holidays, they came back, and I thought, okay, cool. You know, well, now they dropped off again. Okay. But an interesting phenomenon has, they've dropped off, but the donations have increased. January has been, because it's the stations is listener supported. All the fees are paid by my listeners. And for December and November, it was crickets. I mean, only two or three, you know, donations. January has been gangbusters, you know? So,
well, you need to do a shout out. Thank you for your donate people who donate.
Absolutely. For all of our listeners that donate to Mystery Planet Radio, thank you so much, you know, because you're helping me now. With that, I also, and I think this might contribute to some of it, contribute to donations. I changed some of my programming to where I'm now on a weekly basis, at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. I'm picking out one of my, I call it, you know, Clyde's, you know, favorite radio actor, picking out a radio actor. And then I'm researching these to do this. It takes time. It takes a long time. I'm lucky that I have access to various databases online where I can just, I got one database. I just plug in the actor's name and then it shows me all the radio shows that they had ever participated in throughout their career from the 1930s all the way up through the 60s. And so, and then I have another database that I go to and I actually find the shows and download the shows. Yeah. So, but it takes, you know, I spend hours, you know, doing that, you know, but it's enjoyable though. It's, you know, it's for the untrained eye, it's administrative work. But for me, it's like fine. I consider it like finding treasure because I find certain programs that, oh, I didn't know he did that. Oh, okay. So, it's interesting. Of course, I love history, you know, and everything. So I've been doing that. And then putting it up on the station. So I think that maybe that has contributed to, you know, the increase in donations in that I'm actually servicing my real fans. You know, the larger numbers, listener numbers are not necessarily a good thing. As long as you got your core, you know, your core fans, that falls in line with artists. Cause how many times has Paul Klein said that if you have six or seven continuous collectors, you can make a living as an artist. Yeah. I've frequently said that in the class. That's true with this. This station runs because it's got, you know, it doesn't have a lot of donors. I mean, you know, I could count, you know, on both hands, I can count the numbers of regular, what I call regular donors, where they, you know, on a more than once send me a donation. You know, that's not saying anything bad about those who could only one time, because I appreciate it, You know, in fact, I say in my audio jiggles, is that after you pay your bills and your expenses, if you got some loose change, you know, around the house or in your car, send it my way via PayPal.
Well, even Kelly was talking about that, you know, it doesn't take a lot of people. And she had one person that she talked about in particular that was watching her painting a demonstration when she first got started, and then that she got talking to her and she ended up being a student, and then she bought some of her paintings, and she's still friends with them. And, you know, so it's all about building relationships, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't take that many people.
Yeah. Sometimes. That's why I used to like to do the market in Pensacola, because I could do FaceTime with the customers, and if they like something, then I could start talking about it with them. How I made it, how long it takes to make it, how much wire goes into making it, and things like that. And then they learn to appreciate the effort it took to make that, you know, rather than, I don't, you know, a lot of jewelry that's just store-bought. I mean, it takes time to make them, but when you buy a piece of artisan jewelry from an artist, you know, they get to talk to you, especially if, you know, you can buy it while you're at a show. You get to talk to the artist about the piece, you know, and it helps sell it. And then I would have people come by who wanted to learn how to make wire wrapping jewelry, and I would talk to them about what it took to get into it, you know. And then she said, I had one lady who was standing back watching me talk to some young girls about making earrings and buying the tools and how to make the, you know, the little components for an earring with the, you know. And she says, you know, she says, you're pretty liberal with your information on how to make this. And I said, yeah, I said, just because they can know how to make it doesn't mean that they're going to be able to make it. I said, it takes a lot of practice to get this far. I said, it was like, I developed one ring. It took me over a year to get it developed to the point where the stone would not fall out of it. You know, and it was a prong ring. And
the same thing with any art, like even painting or, you know, anything really. I mean, anybody can, you know, put paint on a palette and on a brush and stick it on canvas, but are they getting
something
that's worth looking at? You know, it's like.
Exactly. So we, in previous podcasts, we've talked about that before, that, you know, it's an untrained eye, you know, that looks, you know,
they don't get to see all the disappointing pieces of panels that you have thrown in a box somewhere, or that you put in on the fire pit outside because you didn't like it, or you thought it was that bad. Yep. Or I'll just the backside of a painting I don't like and paint on that side too.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize what all goes into making art. You know, there's a lot of stuff that is not seen. You know, mm-hmm. it's kind of obscure. Like, you know, just learning how to manipulate the materials and all that time that you spend learning and observing things. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really get accounted for.
Yeah.
So there was a Facebook cartoon that just cracked me up. It was an artist meme. It said, can you make that cheaper? And it shows a horse. First part of the horse looks like a horse, but the last part looks like what a kid would do.
A stick figure. Yeah. Yeah. I can do it.
Yeah. It's like, some people will say, well, I can make that bracelet. I said, well, here, let me tell you, here's a list of the tools and what you'll need to buy to get to make this, you know. And then, so I tell them, you know, and then they're thinking, oh, maybe the bracelet's cheaper in the long run. Because just because you tell them all the stuff and they go get it and try to make it doesn't mean that they're going to be able to pull it off in the end, you know. Mm-hmm. Wires. It's not that easy to manipulate sometimes, you know.
But for our listeners, the Gary Vaynerchuk videos I recommend, they fall in line. They basically support in a different way Gary Vaynerchuk's way of saying what Kelly was saying about, you know, celebrating your small wins and don't be looking for that big that big success, because you're not going to get it in the beginning. You're going to have to suffer a lot of failures to get there. And that's, and it's goes without saying.
You just have to not give up. It's one of the things that Kelly says. I mean, if you want it bad enough, you just have to not give up. Until I'm 70 and I still haven't given up. So I'm still trying.
Different way, go a different direction. I mean, my, you know, when I tell people, you know, my millions of listeners, and I'm complaining because, you know, I've dropped a few hundred thousand than what I normally get. You know, I've been doing this for 21 years, but I've built that up. I've built that fan base up, you know, and then the last, you know, 5 years I've tried, you know, I'm trying to convert some of those listeners to art collectors, and believe it or not, some of my collectors, they do come from my listeners, you know, cause they've
you just never know where a sale is going to come from. You really don't.
Absolutely. And it's just a matter of, you know, keeping at it and providing good customer service and try to be cheerful and, you know, get knock those negativities out of your head and celebrate those small wins. So I think with that, we'll wrap this podcast up. You have been listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 131 for January the 24th, 2022. And we got one more for the month of January. And we'll have to see if maybe we throw a history one up, or who knows what I come across. You know, Diane and Constance, I always ask for input, but they just kind of leave it up to me. No, do what you think. So like following along, we seem to be able to talk enough to create an audio podcast. I hope our listeners are enjoying it. The numbers are up. I put the podcast in our in my Podbeam stream. It's in the same stream as where the Old Time Radio is at. But, you know, they always, every listener has the option of they want to listen to it or not. And we're averaging about 400 listeners per episode. So,
well, that's good.
I think that's, you know, we're doing something.
I think that's good.
They're doing something they like, you know. So with that, I'll say goodnight to Diane.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Constance. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Constance.
Good night, Clyde. Good night, Diane. Good night, y'all. And thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. And be sure to tune in next week. And who knows what we'll discuss. It'll be art-related. Well, we'll try to make it art-related, okay? Bye-bye.
The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson, and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends Podcast, please email cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.